What's up, PK? As we're getting into our weekly format, we've got some really great episodes coming your way and some great interviews. But before we dive into all that, today we wanted to talk about questions. Because you know how preacher's kids are sometimes expected to know everything? Well, those questions that develop into doubts cause a lot of PKs to abandon faith later on in life. But today we're going to talk about the beauty and the importance of asking questions and having questions. It's okay not to know everything. Here's why. It's good to see you that's watching on YouTube, and yes, it's good to talk to you that's listening to the podcast right now. Hanging out with Eli right now. How are you doing,
Absolutely.
Bro?
Man, we're doing great over here. I'm just happy, happy, happy. Love it.
Amen. Happy, 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 like Uncle Si, but because you've got a sweet tea in your hand right now.
The Lord's nectar right here.
Amen. If you didn't know, Eli is the world's second biggest sweet tea fan in the world. He's only like just shortly following me in the love of sweet tea.
I don't even know if that's true. I probably am number one. I may take the title on it.
Okay. I really think you do take the title. For as much as I love it, I think you drink way more of it than I do.
It's true. It's good right now. In 10 years, we'll see if my sustainability for drinking four a day.
We'll see if, Eli, we're going to see if you're going to be the poster child for the new diabetes commercial. Like, I drank six sweet teas every day, you know.
For sure. Hey, but some people have coffee. Some people have sweet tea.
And some people get all their energy from listening to the Preacher's Kids podcast.
Boom.
And that's why
go.
That's why we're stoked that you're listening right now. It's going to be a really exciting year, 2021. I know we've already posted a few episodes to the channel and to the podcast, but we've got a few announcements coming, and one of them is that we're switching our posting day from Friday to hit us with the Eli.
Tuesday.
Come on,
Tuesday.
We're going to be dropping all kind of truth on Tuesday. I can't do it as cool as you can.
Taco Tuesday mixed with PK Tuesday.
Come on, we're going to taco about Jesus.
Oh, and bringing it up.
It's going to be so good. It's going to be so good. You know, one of the reasons for switching the day has to do with it's easy to pump us up as we're getting ready for church that weekend, you know, so on Friday, it was kind of like, let's get ready for what's coming. But those who have messaged us, I know you're listening, you've probably sent us a message at some point, have talked about how life gets tough sometimes on the weekends. And so we thought, what if we talked about what happened on the weekend and we processed it and then we got ready for the next all at the same time. So it's kind of like a let's detox from Sunday rather than let's prep for Sunday. I don't know if that's spiritual or not, but we're going to try it.
Yep. Think through Tuesday.
Come on. All the hashtags for the PK podcast, Taco Tuesday, Taco About Jesus, hashtag Think Through Tuesday, Truth on Tuesday, all the ones. Just please don't use all of those. Just use the PK hashtag.
Well, Sweet Tea Tuesday.
Something like that. We'll see how that goes.
I'm running on sweet tea if you guys.
So other than switching the posting day, Eli and I have been working on a couple really cool things that we're excited to bring to you. And one of them is going to be our YouTube channel.
Ooh, yes.
We have got some exciting things coming to YouTube. Now, all of our episodes are posted there, and you can see us live here in our offices talking to one another on Zoom. But what is coming on the YouTube channel is going to be so worth it. I'm kind of picturing when Saturday Night Live meets like maybe Jimmy Fallon meets John and Eli. That's what I'm picturing.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's sit. Maybe we, yeah, I'm good with that. Come on.
Not that we're trying to rip any of those guys off, but we have some really fun content that's going to be coming there. And we wanted to tell you to make sure that you've subscribed to the Preacher's Kids channel on YouTube. Yes. And
the Preacher's Kids right there. Boom.
Come on. You just look up the Preacher's Kids. You'll find it. I think we're the only ones out there on YouTube. And the content that's going to be coming there, I'm really excited about. I've seen a couple examples of what one of our editors is working on, and it's going to be really exciting. You're going to love it. Fire is coming in February. And so we'll keep you posted right here.
And while we're at it, go ahead and turn on the notifications on our Instagram page too.
Yes. Follow
we're about to take it up a whole other level here too.
Follow Those Preachers Kids on Instagram. We've got a Facebook page and a Facebook group if you're a Facebooker. Eli and I are both on there because we work with a lot of old people. So if you're on there, connect with us there. The same name as all the other ones. You can find the link to it on our Instagram. But Instagram is and YouTube and right here at the podcast where you're listening is going to be where we have the most fun, especially moving forward with our weekly episodes.
Boom.
Boom. Not just monthly anymore, not bi-weekly, not at random. They're coming to you every single Tuesday starting in February. We've got great content, but we also have some great interviews. I think every other episode on average is going to be an interview with a PK, which brings us to our request, and that is we want to talk to you. We want to hear from you, and we want to hear your story and your perspective. So maybe you're a little terrified about doing a whole episode. That's cool. We've got a couple fun segments that we're going to be doing weekly in our episodes and on our YouTube channel. And one of them is going to be where you send in like a voice memo recording of the sermon illustration gone wrong. What was that time your dad used you as a sermon illustration and you hated it? Or that time when your dad did a sermon illustration that bombed, like, you know what we're talking about.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So it's going to be so, so much fun. And
John,
we're excited
to bring.
John, is
there a way we can like find like clips from like our YouTube, like from like my dad preaching his YouTube channel, like plug in one of those like illustrations gone wrong and just drop it in on there?
Oh, absolutely.
There's
yes.
a way. I don't know how to do that.
If you have
get my mic turned on today, but I can get you one of those clips.
If you have video footage of your dad, I'm talking to you that's listening. If you have video footage of your dad or mom in whatever case, absolutely destroying a sermon illustration in a humorous way. Not that we want to embarrass them, but we kind of want to embarrass them. So you can include that and we'll be happy to drop it into the episode. That'll be fantastic.
Absolutely. Well, hey, I'm ready for today's episode.
I'm ready for today's episode too.
Let's do this.
Because we're talking about kind of an annoying person who Eli actually used to be. We didn't know that until we were prepping for today. But let me just ask you to pause real quick and close your eyes wherever you are, unless you're driving or on a treadmill, unless you can run with your eyes closed. Close your eyes and just picture yourself in small group for a second, or in Sunday school, depending on your denomination. And the teacher has been teaching. You have only zoned out just a couple of times. It's been a good night or a good lesson. And all of a sudden, they ask that question. It doesn't matter what the question is. It's just a question, probably from the lesson. You don't know the answer. But that one kid raises their hand, and they give the same one-word answer every time. And Eli and I will say it together on the count of 3, 2, 1.
Jesus.
Yes, Jesus is the answer to every question. Y'all know that kid? Eli, you used to be that kid.
Yes. How many animals did Noah bring on the ark? I don't know. Jesus.
Jesus.
Yeah.
So who made the heaven and the earth?
Jesus, of course.
And who built the ark?
His name is Jesus.
Yes. Which is a Sunday school song, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, Jesus, he is the king for me. Something like
yes.
that.
Yes, his name is Jesus. Yes, he's the king of me. Yes, I got
Did
it.
Did you know that's also God's favorite chord on a piano or guitar is Jesus, G suspended.
Ooh, well,
that was a music nerdy joke. That went
that
over
was,
a lot of heads there.
That was next level. That's going to be a meme on the Instagram account this week with your face on it.
We can find one of me playing guitar.
It'll be so good. Well, you know, when it comes to being in those types of settings or really just the life of a PK in general, Our friend Barnabas Piper has talked about this extensively, how that one of the reasons why so many preachers' kids struggle with doubt in their life, doubt of what they believe and why they believe, is because there's no room for questions in the life of a PK, or at least it seems like and it feels like there's no room for questions in the life of a PK. Have you ever been nervous because you didn't know the answer to something and you felt like you were being pressured to know the answer?
Oh, yeah. You just described my entire school upbringing.
Come on. It does feel like that in school.
Yeah.
But like in the, have you ever been like reading your Bible or you've heard something in a sermon and you come across this one concept that you're like, I'm not really sure I know about that, but you feel a little nervous about asking. Have you ever been in that position?
It was always the worst whenever you really didn't know, but someone else did know. And the pride of me being a young kid, I was like, well, I've got to know. How do I not know this?
Come on. It's like, my dad is the pastor. I ought to know the answer to all these things. How does that kid know that? His parents suck. You know what I'm
right.
saying? His parents are deacons. They don't read the Bible.
I know.
So it can be a major pride thing. It can be a major insecurity thing. But I found a couple times in Sunday school, I grew up going to Sunday school every Sunday morning. And I remember on multiple occasions when the Sunday school teacher would ask a question and they'd ask for a raise of hands, no one would raise their hand. And in an embarrassing like turn of events, they would look and go, well, John, you know the answer, don't you? And like, how do you recover whenever you don't? I think the best answer I ever had was like, yeah, I know this one, but like, I just want to let other people answer. And I had no idea.
Yep.
I had no idea. And what was worse was the embarrassment of giving the wrong answer. Those moments just kind of stick with you. Like I remember being in what we called the primary Sunday school class, which was like ages 6 to 10 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Gore was teaching about John the Baptist. And I did not realize that John the Baptist and John the Beloved were two different guys. I just thought there's one John, same John all the way through the Bible. And when I got exposed in front of all those 6 to 10 year olds, he's like, huh, I finally taught the preacher's kid something. And I was so embarrassed.
Yep. Oh man. That just sent trauma through me.
But like, as you're growing up, you kind of let those things stick with you and you feel like you have to know everything, quote unquote, because of who you are. And I believe that's a reason why so many PKs do struggle with doubt, because in the church world, we've kind of got this principle for you. It's true in the Christian life. Eli, it's principle number one in our episode.
Yep.
It is with it. You got it?
I got it. All right. So this is what it is. So Bible knowledge, it really is not about impressing others, but Bible studying is really about knowing God, knowing Jesus.
Boom.
Knowing. I want to know him more. You know, it's kind of like, you know, a relationship. You know, you wouldn't look at your girlfriend, boyfriend, spouse, try to learn all these little random things about them just because maybe one day it'll come in. You know, like you just, you know, you learn those things because you have a love for them and you want to know that person on a deeper level. It doesn't really do. Yeah. So, I mean, it's about knowing God, not impressing your Sunday school teacher, your small group leader, the person who's sitting 3 rows behind you who got the answer right when you didn't. It's not about that.
Exactly. You know, the Bible says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that doesn't need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So how do we keep from being ashamed? Well, that really does speak to what type of a shame are we talking about?
Right.
Are we talking about ashamed in front of other people? Well, no, not in the pride sort of a way, but we're supposed to be approved unto God. It's about our relationship with God. So how do we keep from being ashamed in our walk with God? And that is rightly dividing the word of truth, studying to show ourselves approved unto God. And if we're studying the Bible so that we can be the first one to answer the question in small group or the first one to raise our hand in Sunday school, we have taken something so sacred and turned it into something so extraordinarily selfish that it's not even funny.
Right.
Bible knowledge is not about impressing people, because let me drop this truth bomb on you and you tell me what you think about this, Eli. Satan knows more Bible than any preacher's kid ever will.
Oh, absolutely. Well, he tempted Jesus with scripture.
Exactly.
I mean, he tried to go at Jesus with Jesus' own word. Like,
and if Satan was able to tempt Jesus with his own word, it makes perfect sense why Satan is using Bible knowledge to tempt preacher's kids into being self-righteous, or using a lack of knowledge on a subject to tempt PKs into complacency and willful ignorance, when he's taken something that's supposed to be about a connection with our Heavenly Father and turned it into about knowledge that we can display in front of other people. Hit us with that principle one more time.
Yeah, I mean, the Bible knowledge isn't about impressing others, but it's about knowing God. And I think I tried to do it personally as a self-righteous thing. I wanted to kind of stamp like I knew more than others, even if I didn't. So I think mine was more of an ego pride thing. And then whenever I wouldn't know something, it was like, oh my gosh, Eli got it wrong. How in the world did he get wrong? And I got it, you know, like those kind of things. So
yes.
Yeah, that was me. And so I don't want you to end up like me. No, well, I'm just kidding. I want you guys to fully be who you are supposed to be. There's no shame in any of it at all. And I think for so long I was thought I had to be perfect about it. And so I ended up making me more imperfect. Funny how that works.
Let's talk about what the perfect walk with Jesus would look like. I'm not saying you're going to be perfect, but when somebody comes to know Jesus, and we all have seen this, I mean, you've seen this with your dad as a pastor, you're listening to this episode and you're going to picture this person. They came to know Jesus and they had all the questions. Like, they got saved, they got plugged in, and now they're calling your dad like multiple times a day saying, Pastor, I'm reading this in the Bible. What does this mean? Or they're going to small group, or maybe it's a student who's showing up and asking the youth pastor, or maybe they're even asking you, like, I'm reading this for the first time and this doesn't make sense, or this seems weird, or this is brand new, it's eye-opening, but I don't completely get it. What is our response to that type of a person?
Honestly, I would say probably... Well, showing grace, first of all, you don't have to know it all.
Yeah.
You don't have to know it all. And it's okay for them to ask those questions, because questions are not a sign of, they're a sign of growth, not weakness.
Yes.
So we want you to, they're for growth and for maturity. And so that's our second point, is questions are a sign of growth, not in a weakness at all.
Absolutely. When somebody is asking, well, that person I described with all the repeated calling you twice a day, asking you all this type of stuff, we show them grace because we recognize that they're excited about what God is showing them and what God is doing in their life. It proves that there's been a transformative work, and it proves that they are desiring to grow. And so their questions show that they're growing. It doesn't show that they're weak. Nobody's going, ha, you didn't know the answer to that? You're so weak. Nobody, literally no saved person is doing that. I'm not sure. Why is it, do you think, Eli, that we think people are going to respond that way?
I don't know exactly what it is, other than the fact that we're every part of every other part of society is, if you don't know something, you roast them. We live in this like roasting society where it's like, oh, I can't believe you got it wrong. Like, bro, how do you not know that? Like, you know, I think we live in a society that like thinks that's humorous.
Yep.
But when it comes to things of God, like, yeah, there's fun, but there's also time to, you know, like questions and growing and striving for the things of God. I mean, those are things that we pray for and desire for people. I mean, that's why we do this podcast, even. Like, we want to be that safe place for you to come and ask questions and to do things like that. Like, you know, like, this is fun. Me and John getting to interact like this and talking to you guys, but we're doing this because we want to show and help you grow and show you that it's okay not to have, you know, not to have it all together. We don't want you, we don't expect that for you and for others that you encounter who ask you those questions. And whether it's today or 20 years from now, we want you to be able to show them the same amount of grace as well.
Exactly. You know, one of the reasons, like you just mentioned, that we do this podcast for you is because we both have had dark experiences in the life of a PK. Not necessarily because of what other people did to us, but maybe because of a dark place we allowed our own minds or hearts to go. Right. Because we thought we had to be something that we weren't. We thought we had to know something that we didn't. We put those expectations on ourselves. And what happens when you allow your doubts and things like that to grow in the dark is that they begin to overshadow the things that you actually do know.
Absolutely.
And for some of you, you've had these little questions that have grown in the dark because you have not been willing yet to ask questions and to study and to admit that you don't know everything. And so what was a little seed of misunderstanding becomes a big shadow of doubt. And if you don't take care of that now, if you don't allow the growth to happen through your questions, then you're going to find that you're going to get 10 years down the road. And the things that you thought you knew, you won't even recognize anymore because that doubt will overshadow everything in your life that you once assumed as true and as a foundation.
Absolutely. That was good. That was a good word there, John.
So we just wanted to encourage you with the problem is that you don't have to know everything. That's okay. The problem is questions are not a sign of weakness. They're actually a sign of growth.
Yep.
And then here's the solution. Study is going to be celebrated, not criticized.
That's right.
Like somebody needs to take a deep breath right there and just sigh of relief whenever we let you know that studying and asking questions is going to be celebrated by people. It's not going to be criticized. I promise you.
That's right. You're going to be able to put the stud in study after this.
Mm-mm. We are putting the stud back in Bible study. Amen.
That's right.
I'm remembering a particular instance of what that looked like in my own life. I remember being maybe 14 or 15, and my dad was preaching through, or my grandfather rather, was preaching through a particular passage that had to deal with some really tricky subjects about men in particular. And he was doing more of an expository teaching, you know, line by line, verse by verse, let's break this apart and really understand what it says. And he came across a particular word that I'm not going to mention in this episode, but he came across this particular word that he was explaining as it had to do with men in the Bible. And I had no clue what it meant. And so I just kind of like, I was like, I can figure it out, you know, context clues, whatever. I just kind of let it go. I was like, because I've heard him preach so many sermons and he used this particular word. And I'm not telling you what it is, not because it's inappropriate, but because you can fill in the blank with whatever is the concept or the word that you've been struggling with.
Your word, yeah.
Yeah, whatever is your word. But I this word, I was like, oh, context clues, I'll figure it out. And what I thought I had figured out was so way off base of what the Bible actually said. But like this is in the earlier days of when like Ask Jeeves was still a search engine.
Ask Jeeves.
Yes.
No, like you brought that up.
There was so much not on the internet yet. So I'm like, especially as it pertained to Bible resources. And so I even tried to like Google and I wasn't Googling the right thing. And so I'm like, whatever, until finally in a really like humbled, embarrassed mode, I asked my grandfather, I've got to know what this means. And he did not laugh at me. He did not go, Dang, son, how do you not know what that means? He didn't do any of those things. He sat there in his seat on the couch and he said, that's a really good question. So, and he explained the background, the context, the history, and the application of this. And he didn't preach a sermon at me. He helped me learn how to study the Bible better. And he commended me for asking the question. He celebrated the question. He did not criticize me for having a question, no matter how elementary and basic it probably was.
Wow, that's so good. I love that, man. Honestly, it all goes back to the second, you know, the second point was you're growing, you know, and it's okay just to not have it all. I mean, for me, anytime I'd ask my parents something and I'd be like, you know, is this in here? We're just trying to dig a little bit more out of the Bible. And I mean, they were like, they live for those conversations. Like that's what they wanted that to happen. So like, and I don't know, now I'm on the other side of it. Now I'm 27. I don't have kids of my own, but when I'm in youth ministry or college ministry or any of those other things, or interacting with people who are younger than I am or newer in their faith, like I live for those conversations and those questions to be asked and to help people. I think that's the heart of both of us, is to help people, and same with your parents. And so don't be afraid to go to them or a small group leader or a grandparent or someone you trust around them and ask those questions and do it.
I like when we end the episodes by not just pointing out the problems, but also giving PK some perspective.
Yeah.
And the piece of perspective that we wanted to give you today to really carry with you is, as PKs, sometimes it can be difficult to build bridges into the lives of our parents. Some of you have said specifically that you have relational struggles at home with your parents. And some of you have spoken to us about how you're trying to navigate like some relationships with adults in the church, where you're trying to build some things there. You're trying to minister there, but you are trying to build relationships and not just be the preacher's kid that they've known for your whole life, you know, different things like that. And so I want to segue into some perspective by telling you this. God will leave you with questions sometimes, because questions lead to connections. Questions lead to connections.
Write
questions
that down.
Are community builders. And so let me tell you that even if you already know the answer to something, the best way to build a relationship with anyone is to help them feel like they are the expert and to ask them a question that they can answer. Practically speaking, you're trying to build back a relationship with your mom and dad that maybe you broke because you're a preacher's kid that messed up and you embarrassed them. Or maybe you're trying to build a relationship with them because they're busy and they're doing all this ministry all the time and you're kind of getting neglected as a PK. Maybe you're trying to build a relationship with an adult that you're trying to earn respect with, and you want to respect them more, but there maybe is a schism in your relationship, whether it was caused or whether it was just imagined and it's there. The bridge that you can build, the way to create a connection between yourself and literally anyone, but especially your moms and dads, is this: ask them questions and let them talk to you.
Yep.
And the more questions you ask, the more conversations will be had, and the more connection will be enjoyed, I promise you.
Questions lead to connections. It is so true. So true. And it shows it's maturity. Asking questions is a sign of maturity. So go for it and do it. They'll see you probably better because of it.
Amen.
So, man, that was good. So number one we had was, the Bible knowledge isn't about impressing others, but you study the Word of God. You study the Bible to know Jesus, to know God. And our second one is, the questions are a sign of growth and not weakness. And like John just talked about, number three, it'll be celebrated. Your studies will be celebrated, not criticized or critiqued or made fun of, or you're not going to get roasted for it. They'll be celebrated, and those questions will lead to connections.
Amen. The name Jesus is the solution to every problem in life, but the word Jesus is not always the answer to every question.
That's right.
And we praise the Lord that it's not, because questions build connections. And
absolutely,
we're excited to connect with you even more, our Preacher's Kid family that listens. You listen to this podcast weekly, you've watched our YouTube videos, and we are so thankful to you.
Amen.
And so because you've been so good to us, we want to do our best to be a blessing to you. So we're bringing you weekly content on what day, Eli?
Tuesday.
Tuesdays, starting in February, we're building our YouTube channel where you can subscribe to by searching what?
The Preacher's Kids.
Come on. And you can follow along and participate in this journey by connecting with us on Instagram at what?
At The Preacher's Kids.
Come on. At Those Preacher's Kids. We can't wait to see you there. Thanks for listening today. Eli, take us out.
Yes. Man, oh man, that was a good one. Oh, I said The Preacher's Kids. It's Those Preacher's Kids. So just disregard what I said about the handle. Those at Those Preacher's Kids. All right. Thank you guys for listening today. John, you're incredible. You who are listening, you're incredible. And hit us up. Hit us with those questions. Hit us with all those things that you have. But we love each of you. And yeah. Hey, what does Bob and Larry always say, John?
God made you special and he loves you
very much.
Well, that's all for today on the PK Podcast. It was so great getting to talk with you. And we wanted to ask you if you'd do us a favor. Would you rate and review the podcast and share it with a friend? Take a screenshot, post it to your Instagram story, and tag Those Preacher's Kids. We'll repost you, and we'd love to talk with you. Share your story with us, and we'd love to have you on a future episode. See you next week.